Liz Harrington is the spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee, joins us to update us on the campaign to save America. Liz, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you for taking the time today. You know, I like President Trump, am worried about mail-in voting. And he said over the weekend with Chris Wallace that, yeah, no, I don't believe the polls. I believe that we're doing great, but I do worry about mail-in voting. We've seen some examples of that already. What will the Republican National Committee be doing to ensure that there's no hanky-panky with mail-in voting, that the vote is the vote?
Well, we're fighting to protect the laws on the books because you're absolutely right. It's a threat, and it's all a ruse. They want ballot harvesting. They want what they have in California, which is basically you can just rig up elections and deliver ballots in bulk after Election Day, and they're counted. And you have no idea. There's no oversight. They're paid campaign operatives that are in charge of them. And that's really convenient when you send out millions more ballots than there are eligible voting adults that live in your state. And that's what they have in California, and we're not letting that happen. So we're meeting these Democrats in court. We're intervening. And the good news is we're winning. We're keeping ballot harvesting bans on the books in Florida. We just won. A Clinton-appointed judge threw out a lawsuit brought by these radical Democrats who, the same cast of characters, mind you, it's Mark Elias teaming up with Hillary Clinton. If you remember their last election integrity project, oh, that was the dirty dossier, which just completely fell apart 3 years, 4 years later. And the media is not covering that whatsoever. But it's the same dirty tricks, and we're not letting it happen because we're meeting them in court and we're winning because we want to protect the ballot integrity laws, like signature verification, the federal law that you have to, first-time absentee voters have to send in a copy of a photo ID. That's a long-standing bipartisan law that passed back in 2002. That's on the books, and Democrats are trying to strip those away because they want to make it easier to commit voter fraud, and we're not going to let that happen.
Yeah, the examples are many, are they not, about how this can be misused? I mean, the argument is, this is classic folks on the left, what's the problem? There's no problem. We didn't mail-in voting, we get more people a chance to vote. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, how about the times in which you have, you know, missing ballots, ballots showing up late? The fiasco that just happened in New York was unbelievable during their primary. The governor there said, I want everybody to have free postage. So send them postage-paid envelopes with the ballots. And then guess what? They're not postmarked. So you don't know when they came in. I mean, it's one thing after another. Is this like whack-a-mole? You got to fight this all over the country? Is there something nationally that can be done? I know that obviously elections are local, but what can be done to get some of the fraud out front so this is not used state by state?
You're absolutely right. Look in New York. Nothing says confidence in our elections like a month later and nobody knowing who won. It's a joke. And this is what they want to do in November. They want to have no confidence in the outcome of the elections. And that's why we're fighting to make sure that they're not sending out ballots to inactive voters. They're not allowing ballots to be counted after Election Day. That's one of their major pushes, these far-left Democrats. They want ballots to pour in weeks after the election. Well, that's convenient. Then you know how many ballots you need. Because Democrats, they don't want more voters. This isn't about more voters voting. They want more ballots that can be no oversight, and you take away the secret ballot where you are alone, just you in the voting booth, and no one can coerce you, and nobody knows how you voted. They want to strip all that away. It's completely ridiculous. So that's why we're in about 30 states right now pushing back, and we're winning because the law is on our side. And I think as more and more people are seeing the disastrous results, like you see in New York, like you see in Fulton County, Georgia, where all these absentee ballots went missing. You see in Clark County, Nevada, where ballots were sent to inactive voters and they ended up in the trash, just piling up in apartment complexes for anybody to pick up. The more people are seeing this, the more concerned they are, and the more we need to push for in-person voting. It's the most secure. We can do it safely. There's nothing more essential than voting. And that's the way it needs to be done. We cannot have this influx of mail-in voting that can weaken confidence in our elections and can open a whole host of problems with fraud, not to mention foreign interference. I mean, all of these so-called concerns about election interference, well, what happens when you have all these excesses of millions of paper ballots where you don't even know where they came from? It's a joke. They make a mockery of our elections, and we're not letting it happen.
Let's talk a little bit about rallies. We talked yesterday with Corey Lewandowski, and he said the president is just like, you know, itching to get out and take on Joe Biden, like you do in a campaign. We're sitting here, we're coming up on August, for crying out loud. Yet we're in this funk where Joe Biden's in his basement, and it's challenging to get rallies scheduled. By the way, I continue to hear rumors that because Minnesota won't allow it to happen, and the governor or the president talked about that recently as well, that here on the border of Minnesota and North Dakota, the president could come over to the Fargo Dome, big giant facility, and invite Minnesotans over there and show Minnesota how you can do do a rally. So just put that plug in. We're ready for you in North Dakota. But how about North Dakota and other places? When are we going to get back to the rallies that fire people up?
It's such a good point. Democrats are playing politics with this pandemic. It's disgraceful. And they're denying people their freedom, their right to assemble. Oh, only if you have the right, the politically correct cause, can you go out and you can riot and you can throw feces at cops in Portland. Oh, that's perfectly fine. But no, you can't open up your business, you can't go to church, and you can't go to a Trump rally. That's the new rules for Democrat America. And talk about election interference. They're not letting us, these Democrat governors, they're not letting, because of these, so you know, their abuse of power and these shutdowns. They're saying, no, you can't have a gathering of this many people. So they're blocking the president from coming and rallying. I love your idea. I think it's great. Go to the border. Let people decide. We know what the risks are. We know a lot about this. We're Americans. We're tough. We're innovative. We are not going to live in fear. And let the American people decide and make these right decisions and the best decisions for themselves and their families. That's the key difference. And you've seen it throughout this pandemic in red states, giving the American people the freedom and the respect that they deserve. And Democrats just completely controlling their life. But then when the rioters came, they weren't there to protect their businesses. It's absolutely appalling. But President Trump, he's going to be out there. He's not going to be silent. He's not going to continue to get his message across. He's back with the task force briefings, which is great because the American people deserve to hear the truth, not the hysterical fear-mongering from the far-left media. And he's going to be doing more events. He's going to continue to lead throughout this pandemic, and we're winning. I mean, they don't want to show all the great news, the great progress in therapeutics, the great progress we're making with a vaccine.
Of course they don't. They want to peddle fear. You're 100% right. Got to go. Liz Harrington of the RNC, thank you. No.